Hey there, everybody. This is Michael Engel from the Kansas City Baseball Vault and Baseball Prospectus Kansas City. This is kind of a bonus podcast episode for you. We were fortunate enough to have Clint Scholes from BP Kansas City go up to Omaha's media day. He actually lives in Omaha, so he's right there at a lot of Storm Chasers games. And they do a media day before the season starts. And so he went up there and got some good audio from a couple of players. He talked to Jose Martinez, got some info from Brad Eibner. There's a segment from Cody Decker, who is a new player in the Royals organization, formerly from the Padres. And if you follow him on Twitter, he's pretty funny, and he's pretty funny in this segment as well. And also there is a little bit of information from Brian Poldberg, the manager of the Storm Chasers. So it's a lot of good stuff from Clint, and really pleased that he was able to get up there and capture some of these moments. If you want to hear more of this kind of stuff, let us know. Just tweet us at KC Baseball Vault on Twitter or at BPro Kansas City. You can also send us an email at kansascitybaseballvault@gmail.com. And just let us know, you know, if you have any other thoughts on these minor leaguers, or, you know, you want to hear more from minor leaguers, things of that nature. We do have some access to Omaha right now, so this could be an ongoing feature. We'll see how you like it, and otherwise enjoy. Leading off, it's going to be Brett Eibner.
For what you're able to do here last year, how do you feel like the offseason went, spring training went, you get out of the 40 men, and you feel like that being able to show what you can do when you're healthy, help you take the step that you needed to take?
Yeah, I mean, it's really my first full year staying on the field. You know, they're missing 3 weeks with a hamstring, but, you know, I'm excited about it and, you know, looking forward to, you know, putting up another solid year and you know, trying to stay on the field the whole time.
Did it boost your confidence at all just to be able to go through that? I mean, I knew you were always capable, knowing what you were capable of doing, but to be able to actually show everybody else so they erased any questions that they might have had it.
Yeah, man, I always feel like the front office and coaching staff knew what I could do. It's just a matter of being able to stay on the field and, you know, be able to do it for a whole season. And that's just the biggest key for me. And just kind of going through my off-season workouts and figuring out what I need to do to stay on the field every day. I feel like I've kind of got that routine down, and you know, it's gonna, you know, help me not only here but you know, the big league level as well.
What was the spring like for you?
You know, I started slow. I was, you know, tempo-wise, I was off, and you know, and until I got sent down and got really regular at bats every day is when it kind of came together. And you know, I'm feeling good and feel like I'm kind of, you know, right back to where I was last year and looking forward to it.
A different feeling coming out of the spring than, say, last spring when you were taking it up?
No, because, I mean, it's really my first at bat, I got sent down. I hit a home run and kind of took off from there. And, you know, I felt really good. And, you know, I think I put a little bit of extra pressure on myself this year, too, trying to do too much. But, you know, I'm here now, and I'm looking forward to, you know, playing here and, you know, getting things started.
Any idea how you're going to be used early? Are you going to be in the corner, or are you going to be spot in the center right now?
I'll be playing a lot of center, but I'll move around. I'll play, you know, left and right a little bit, but I know I'll get majority of those games in center field probably.
Is that your top preference?
What's that?
Is that your top preference, center?
I prefer to play center. I think it's, I mean, it's what I came up as. I played there my whole life, and you know, really, right field's not too big of an issue. I feel pretty comfortable there. It's more of left field. The ball gets on you a little bit quicker there with the, you know, the way the ball moves off, you know, lefty's bat and you know, the hook down the line for a righty. So, you know, still some things to work on out there and trying to get comfortable with it, but it's coming along.
Is there an aspect of your game that the Royals would like to see improve?
Stealing bags. You know, I haven't, you know, especially with leg injuries and stuff that I've had, I've kind of been a little bit more careful in running. You know, this year I'm looking to come out and steal as many bags as I can. You know, I definitely know what they do up there in the big leagues, and that's, you know, defense and, you know, taking extra bases. So, you know, I want to incorporate that in my game and show them that I can do that.
Is that tougher to do from where you're hitting in the lineup and what you're kind of asked to do here?
You know, I think I'll be moving around quite a bit. You know, I don't think that really matters, though, because they do it in the big leagues, and there's no reason why I can't do it here. So, you know, I'm just going to be working on stealing bags and getting better positions to score early on.
Seeing Raymond get called up and seeing guys go up before, how amped up are you knowing that there might be a possibility in right field sometime during this season?
Yeah, you know, if it comes down to it and they need somebody, you know, I'd love the opportunity. I got to perform here, and if I'm not performing, there's no reason for them to call me up. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, you know, at some point, maybe this year, getting a call up. And but, you know, I'm here now, and I got to focus on playing well here and getting better with parts of my game that need it.
I feel like last year finally shut up the people that said that you should have pitched for good.
No, you know, I didn't really – it never really bothered me, to be honest, because I knew what I could always do. And, you know, it's funny that people still ask about it, and it's kind of a joke to me, really, because I never really enjoyed pitching. I was never into it. So, to me, it was just kind of like I only did it to help the team win. You know, I knew I was never going to be an actual pitcher, and I didn't really know much about pitching. I just get up there and try and throw as hard as I could, and you know, try and throw a secondary pitch that broke a little bit enough to, you know, change speeds. But other than that, I was like, forget it, I'm not doing this.
So trying to go back to it now, like as a long-time professional, would just be a disaster.
Nah, yeah, there's no chance. You know, my arm didn't feel good when I was doing it then. It's definitely not going to feel any better now, being, you know, almost 10 years older. So, you know, I'm not, no chance of me going back to doing that.
Following Brett Eibner, this is Jose Martinez, who hit 384 for the Storm Chasers last year. And if you listen to our episode with Hunter Samuels, he even played a couple innings at second base.
Welcome back. How's it feel to be back here after the season that you had a year ago?
I mean, time went fast. And I'm here again trying to just get back to work, trying to finish that, trying to accomplish that. The thing that I've always been thinking is getting to the big league. So I got another chance, and I'm going to get another opportunity to play here and in this stadium again.
Since we haven't got a chance to talk to you since the end of last season, after that all settled down and you got to kind of sit on what happened last year, what does that mean to you now after the fact to know that, you know, you did something that no one in this league had done in a long, long time?
Well, from now, I feel it's really special for me. It's helped me a lot and where the point of where I am right now. And obviously, now I'm in a better position. And I mean, I feel like I'm closer and closer to my goal. And I just got to go out there and try to do the same stuff and better from last year. And just try to just grind and do the same thing that I was doing last year.
You obviously opened a lot of eyes. Do you feel like that everybody took notice and, you know, you got that shot that you wanted when it came spring this year?
Well, it was my first spring training, so it was pretty special for me. I always wanted it to hang out with all the guys, especially when World Series team champions. So it was special. Actually, I enjoyed it. It was a good experience. So I'm just going to try to just come back and be there next year or be with them this year.
Did you work on your second base skills anytime in the offseason, just in case?
No, zero. No, zero. But, you know, it's whatever. Like I said, is there any chance out there to you to play? Is there any opportunity to be in the lineup? I'm going to say yes, whatever. So the important thing is to be in the lineup and do whatever you can do to help the team.
Does it feel good to have a lot of the familiar faces back, too? I mean, a lot of the guys you played with last year are back here again.
Yes, it's been great, especially I'm with a guy that is always in his life. He's been a special time with Morrison, and for him, his son, and having that experience in the club last year, it was pretty special. So for have him and as a mentor and as a guy that is gonna have something for you and experienced guys too, you know. But like, it's special. It's good to me to have him again.
You say what more do I have to do? I mean, seriously, is it frustrating at all not getting the promotion up to the big league club after the year you had?
I mean, you can't do nothing about it. You just have to think in another year. For me, it's a bless to be here. It's a bless to be back in this team and this organization. You just have to take a chance in the next opportunity, and I'm here. I have the next opportunity, and I'm going to just take advantage of it and just trying to be out there, trying to be healthy, and just trying to give my best like I did last year.
What did they say that you need to do in order to make that next step and improve on?
It's nothing. They haven't told me anything. They're just trying to be myself. Just trying to be out there. Trying to be the same guy that I was last year, or maybe better. Just trying to do the little things of baseball and just trying to stay healthy. And whatever they need and whatever moment they need me, I'm gonna be ready for the opportunity.
And stay positive. I'm assuming that's a big component for your game, right?
Yes, that's a big step for me. I was always trying to think positive and trying to think ahead of me and just trying to take advantage of every opportunity. Like I said, it's pretty important for me to be focused on what I'm doing and not to be to feel pressure that I'm in a better position in my career. So just have fun like I always do and go out there and with a smile on my face.
Next up is Brian Poldberg, who is the manager of the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers. Formerly, he'd been with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, but here he is talking about pitching and the final roster and how that all comes together.
Well, we haven't seen your final roster yet, but how do you feel about what you know that you have?
Well, I know position-wise, our lineup's going to be very good from top to bottom. A lot of returners there. Pitching-wise, we're going to have a lot of new faces this year. The bullpen over the last couple of years with the Colemans, the Marriotts, the Baumans, they're gone now. So we've got a lot of new faces to come in and kind of learn on the run to see how the pitching is going to pan out.
You know how you're going to open that.
Miguel Amonte is going to throw the first night, so he's a guy that everybody's seen. He's got a plus arm. He's got he just got major league stuff. It's just a matter of refining it, throwing more strikes this year, and not wasting a lot of pitches. He's got all the ability to pitch in the big leagues. It's just a matter of getting it down.
From what you saw from him at the end of the last season, both as a starter and then when you put him in the bin there at the end before he went up, what did you see that you liked about him, and how did you feel like he transitioned? Because, he kind of jumped right into the fire when he got here.
Well, I think going into the bullpen was kind of nice because he didn't know when he's going to pitch, per se. So, sometimes starters get themselves all worked up, and, they're thinking about it all day long. And I thought he was ready to go in that role. And, as a starter, I think he's matured. He's had a year to all season, and he was up in the big leagues and seen what they went through last year. So I think it's all going to benefit us.
Early in the season, how's that kind of fall in place behind him, or do you even know that all yet?
Well, John Lannon will go second, Farrell third, Zizek fourth, and Pounders will be the fifth day starter. And we got some veterans out there with Huff and Moylan, and guys that have been around. So I think they'll transition fine.
You're playing right under a world championship team now, and some of those guys are competing now. What does it mean to manage a team that's right below that World Series champion?
Well, I've been with the Royals since '83 as a player. So back when we'd won the World Series in '85, I was with them and been with them through a lot of tough times. So to see us come back and do full circle to be where we're at now is just phenomenal. And, the Hosmers, Moustakas, all them guys came through AA when I was there, and a lot of them rehabbed here. So, it's just a sense of pride to see what Dayton has done here to revamp the Royals and to make us a winning team again.
For you, the last couple of years, obviously there was the transition going to AAA and having your roster fluctuate day to day. What have you learned over these first couple of seasons that maybe you now feel more comfortable with dealing with on an everyday basis?
You just don't worry because it's going to take care of itself. There's days when you're getting ready to start the game and you got to change your lineup at the last minute. Something happened if they played an afternoon game in Kansas City. So you don't worry about things you can't control, and you figure a way to get through it, and the next day they'll get somebody in, hopefully. But Jerry Stahl always told me, he goes, "Yeah, you never know what's going to happen," and I found out real quick the first day when 2 years ago when they called and Brooks went up before even started on the second day. So it's something, like I said, you don't get too excited about it.
You mentioned all the veterans that you have back and the returners in your day-to-day lineup. Does it give you more sense of comfort to kind of know what you have lineup-wise because you've seen these guys and what they can do over the last year and a half or so?
Oh, yeah. Looking at it, there's only one guy, and Bonifacio was here 3 years ago. He got called up when our season ended, so he's actually played here. So looking at our lineup, there's a lot of experience. There's a lot of guys that have put up numbers at this level. So, you know, I'm very excited to see what they go out and do every night.
Is there something to be said about managing the team that's of the world champions in front of you? The carrot's pretty big that if they do make the jump, they're going to be on a pretty big, good ball club.
Well, no question. I mean, look what Paulo Orlando did last year. You know, all the guys that got sent up, we're all part of it. Chesler went up there and did great things for him for the period when Moose was out. So, you know, and I think the comfort level now after going through spring training this year was a whole different excitement level with all the media and all the press there. So they've seen what it's like, and they've seen all the hoopla, and I think it makes everybody better, and it matures them a little quicker.
That being said, do you have to be more of a therapist at times when guys aren't with the big league club, and you have to tell them, hey, you just keep doing what you're doing, you'll be back?
Or? Well, it's tougher. The guy that goes up, you got to deal with two or three other guys that thought they should have went up. So them are the hard guys. And, you know, it's the biggest thing is just tell them that, if you do let this affect you, it might affect your play, and you might not be the next guy that gets called up. So you got to go about your business and get it done.
That being said, same kind of thing. How do you make sure you get what you got out of the guys that you got what you did last year when guys like Jose and Brett had career years, and even with the way he started in the first half before everything happened in the last half of the season?
The biggest thing for me is being the same every day. Whether you lose a tough game the night before, the players know they show up the next day and you're going to be the same guy that you were. You're not going to hold any grudges. And you know, you just keep it simple. Come up, show up on time, play hard, have fun. And, you know, we've got a great bunch of guys, and we've been very fortunate with that. And I think part of that is the Royals' philosophy that Dayton has brought. You know, we want chemistry, and we've got chemistry guys here.
Looking back at last season, out of the gate you were chasing right away because somebody else in your division got off to such a great start. Is there any added, I guess, significance to opening up this season quicker, especially with a more veteran lineup that you're not chasing the rest of the way?
Well, you always want to win because at AAA you don't have halves. In AA and A-ball, you can get off to a slow start and you can revamp for the second half. So to get down 12, 13 games like we were at some point last year, it does make it hard to come back. And then when we lose three-fifths of our starting rotation the end of July for trades that ended up, you know, getting us a World Series championship, well, that's what we're here for. And, you know, so it made it tough because we were making a good run at that point. We had the fourth best record in the league and didn't make the playoffs last year. So, you know, it's just a tribute to these guys for showing up every day and playing.
And last but not least is first baseman Cody Decker. He's also played some third and some outfield. He's even pitched before, but he's primarily been a first baseman in spring training. We'll see where he plays around in Omaha, but he has a lot of opinions about a lot of things, and some of them are even about baseball. So take a listen to Cody Decker.
First of all, for you, after spending the time that you did in the Padres organization, what's this offseason been like to transition to a new look and a new place?
It was fun. Sorry, ask the question again. What?
Just meant, what was the offseason like to transition into a new organization?
Oh, it was simple. I just did my normal thing, trained, pranked people, went to my handsome lessons. Talk to people, you know, went in front of people, just like, you know, same old.
What about the Royals organization was appealing to you?
Nice people. Honestly, that was the main thing. Good people. Really nice, very friendly, welcoming environment, and they have fun. They're not afraid to have fun. And this is a game built for children. And since I am developmentally challenged as I am, this game is perfect for me. And this organization is perfect for me because they are just as developmentally challenged as I am. Because they realize this is a kid's game. It should be played and made to have fun.
You developed quite a following. You seem to have a great rapport with everybody down in El Paso and everything like that. What was it like to leave that behind? And can you build the same thing here?
Can I build the same thing here? Yeah, obviously. Handsome. As for the jawline, above average. You can't really beat it. I mean, from here up, not really good. You know, kind of like a soft four. From up here down, hard eight. So six. So it comes out like that. But no, I mean, El Paso has this very special, special place in my heart. I spent 2 years there, got to know the people there, the city there. You know, it's always a hard thing to leave behind, but, you know, move on to the next thing. And you know what? I love Omaha. You guys got an Alamo Draft House here. I've already been there like three times, and I've only been here for 2 days. And no, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time. We got a fun team here.
I think I talked to you in the clubhouse last year before the All-Star game, and you mentioned the Alamo Draft House. But how much of a distraction will it be to have, you know, some people have the bright lights in a big city. Omaha has the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to focus on the day-to-day knowing that distractions right over the left?
Clearly you haven't met me because I'm always distracted. I don't need bright lights or anything to distract me. There's... like Donnie Barnes is standing right there. I don't even remember what you asked, but I'm paying attention to Donnie Barnes. No, I will be distracted. I get distracted by, you know, flashing colors,
right.
shiny objects.
Shiny,
right. Alamo Draft House is not going to make any difference. Have you ever seen me play baseball?
Hello.
Yeah, but then there's the other times I forget how many outs there were. You know, so let's be real clear. I'm easily distracted, and as I should be. This is it. Remember, kids game.
Kids game. Opening night. What do you look most forward to opening night, other than getting it done with, so you can get on with the season?
Winning would be cool. I think winning would be a lot of fun. I enjoy winning. I don't enjoy losing as much. So winning would be great. For the foreseeable future, I am here in Omaha and I want to win a championship in Omaha because I'd like a AAA ring. That'd be pretty nice. Omaha won 2 AAA rings when I was in this division with them. And this time I'd like to win one with them. So it'd be a lot of fun. As for distractions, I'm already distracted. I'm distracted by what I'm saying to you.
How did getting the taste of the big leagues at the end of last year change anything going into this year, or did it at all?
It changed absolutely nothing. I mean, it was cool to go. Yay, big leagues. But let's keep it. I'm back here in the Mental Toughness League. That is the PCL. But, I mean, I love it. I love this league. This league is like home to me. This is giving me my 5th year in the league. So it's going to be a really fun time. And Omaha is awesome. You guys got good steaks here. I like a good steak. Do you like steaks?
I like steaks.
Where's a good place to get a steak here?
Anthony's? Yeah.
Oh, I will see you soon.
It's right off the interstate. Not hard to find.
Okay. I will head there, and I will have a very good steak.
What is your favorite unwritten rule of baseball, since you seem to be a free spirit?
My favorite unwritten rule?
Yeah.
That none of them should exist.
None of them?
No. Come on. Unwritten rules. There's a rule book, and, you know, everyone should just be cool, have fun, and that's it. As for like the unwritten rules, you know, just everyone have a good time with what you're doing. It's a kids game. I don't think I think the unwritten rules are, you know.
So, Ben, favorite unwritten rule to break?
All of them.
No ranking?
No. Well, it's interchangeable.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Day to day.
I don't really pimp home runs, but that's just because I'm not in the presence of mind. Can be like, oh, look at that, I'm going to do something sweet and walk away. I'm just like, oh, God, that might not go over. I need to get to second base. That's the only reason, because I'm not very fast, so I have to really run hard, and I don't like running hard. So that's why I never – that's the only reason I don't get home runs. I just don't have the presence of mind. I don't walk up there with a game plan. I'm like, if I hit this ball over the wall, I'm going to have a 10-minute tea party at home plate. That would be awesome, but I'm never in that state of mind.
We saw that in the AAA home run derby last year.
Oh, you mean the 0 I put up in the first round? I put up a 6 in the second round. Don't worry about it. What, are you going to call me out? I'll call you right back out, sir. You and your... I don't even know what that logo is. See? Totally got him.
Is there anything that those of us ingrained in the society can do to help you get your word out here early on? Build the fan base right away.
Okay, well, first things first, follow my Twitter, @Decker6. More importantly, also follow my YouTube page, Anti-Hero Baseball, and here's why, because I'm releasing a film in 2 days that really will embarrass the hell out of me. You'll love it. And, you know, go back and watch my old films and whatever, and, you know, come out to the games, watch me try and hit balls over the fence, and watch us win baseball games and have a great time. This is a hell of a team. This is not your average AAA baseball team. We got a lot of guys with a lot of great experience and a lot of guys who want to have fun. So this is going to be a great year.
So that was Cody Decker, new Omaha Storm Chaser. Again, I want to thank Clint Scholes for sharing that audio with us so we can share it with you. And you should give Clint a follow if you're interested in the Royals minor leagues. He is very active in following all of that. all of the ups and downs and a lot of the draft preparation and scouting and things like that. He's also been doing a lot of breakdowns of the rosters that are starting to come out now as the seasons begin in the minor leagues. So follow him on Twitter at Clint Scholes, C-L-I-N-T-S-C-O-L-E-S. You can also see all of his work on Baseball Prospectus Kansas City at bpkansascity.com. And we will share it as well from Kansas City Baseball Vault on Twitter at KC Baseball Vault. You can follow BPKC at BPro Kansas City. Thanks for listening to this special episode. Jeff and I will be back with our normal episode also this week. This is just kind of a bonus. So I hope you enjoy it. And again, if you do want to hear more of this kind of stuff, you know, hearing from minor league players, hearing from minor league coaches, and just generally more from the minor leagues, let us know. Give us some feedback. And if you don't want to hear more, let us know that too. I mean, we're open to both sides of it. Depends on just what you want to hear. So let us know at KC Baseball Vault on Twitter or by emailing us at KansasCityBaseballVault@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.